Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. I got some, got a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about four things that are true that we know about our customers. You know, folks, if you spend time in the marketplace, you'll have many close encounters of the third kind with the most interesting species of all in nature. Of all the species in nature, you'll meet them in the marketplace, the human being, right? If you're like me, you're fascinated by human beings. When you go to airports or you hang out where there are a lot of people, malls, and all the different kinds of human beings. Humans are fascinating, aren't they? Aren't we? And as we've learned, the nature of humans isn't much different from other animals. We all need to eat, to breathe, to eat, to drink, to procreate, to survive. But there's something that clearly sets humans apart from other fauna. It's the fact that we're sentient. And one of the manifestations of being self-aware is that beyond what humans need, we also want. And folks, in my opinion, that's one of the most important things for small business owners to understand. Beyond what human beings need, unlike any other animal in the world, we want. We don't just need something. We want something. Every human who owns an automobile will need to buy new tires. But what they want is to keep the family safe while not spend a Saturday buying tires. So if you're in the tire business, should you advertise tires, which are commodities that the big boxes can sell cheaper than you buy them for? Or should you develop a marketing strategy, which is like a customer loyalty program that combines peace of mind for your family with pickup and delivery? What about that? Here's the tagline. Let us worry about your new tires and you get your Saturday back. Let us worry about when you need new tires and you get your Saturday back. How about that? Instead of, we sell tires, here's our tires, our tires are the best. People don't care about their tires, they care about what the tires do for them. What do they want? That they need tires, but they want the tires to do something. Promote that. Market that. Advertise that. Humans are basically the hairless weenies of the animal family, right? We need shelter. We need shelter, right? We all need shelter because we're so susceptible to the elements. We need shelter, but we want a home. So if you're a realtor, should you focus on the obligatory list of residential features, or should you focus on the physical setting and the interior space, how it fits what your customer has told you is their sense of a home? How about this? Ms. Johnson, countertops can be replaced. What I want to know is how much will you love seeing the sun rise over that ridge as you enjoy your first cup of coffee every morning? That's what we want. We need a countertop, but we want that sunrise experience. Humans, like thousands of other warm-blooded species, need to eat every day, whether we do or not. But unlike other animals, only humans, think about this, folks, only humans want to dine. If you own a fine dining restaurant, do you emphasize the food or the potential for a lasting memory? How about this? Long after you've forgotten how wonderful our food is, you'll still remember that table for two in the corner or the booth next to the fireplace. Isn't that the way it is, folks? We need to eat, but we want to dine. Small business success requires that we understand these four marketplace truths. Folks, I want you to write these down. They'll be on the test. Number one, what customers need are commodities driven by price. You know what a commodity is? It's a soybean. A soybean is the same price in Houston as it is in Hunan. A soybean is a commodity. It's driven by price. But we also know that the price war is over and small business lost. Small businesses do not need to be in the commodity business. That's number two. Number three, what customers want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. Think about it. When people come to your store, do they just always walk up and take something off the shelf and say, this is exactly what I wanted? Do they say, I wish I could have this, or I'd like to have that, or how about this, or how about that? What people want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. So give them that, right? That's number four. Customers will pay for what they want. If they want a little bit more, if they want everything, customers will pay for what they want. And you have to charge them for it. That's the key, is to help them find what they want. Let them help them understand that this has value that they should pay for, and then charge them. And my friends, that's where your margins are. That is where your margins are, in what people want. Small businesses cannot make a living and survive on selling people what they need. You have to sell them what they want. That's where your profit margin is, in what they want. As a small business success strategy, deliver what customers want. The difference, I should say, between delivering what customers want or selling commodities they need is what Mark Twain said. It's like the difference between lightning and a lightning bug. Think about that, folks. I want you to find out what your customers want. Deliver it, and then charge them for it. If you do your job, they'll pay you. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come after these messages. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.